From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. New Brazilian President Michel Temer has appealed for unity following a Senate vote that impeached and removed his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, for violating budgetary rules during her 2014 re-election.
Assumo a presidência do Brasil após decisão.
Mr. Temer, in a national address, said he assumes office after a transparent and democratic decision by the National Congress. It's a moment of hope, he said, to retake confidence in Brazil. Latin American analyst Mark Jones of Rice University said the new leader faces a host of challenges, including a deep recession.
First, the Brazilian economy is deep in the doldrums. Second, many on the left believe that this was an undemocratic pseudo-coup and are unlikely to accept Temer as the country's legitimate president, engaging in protests and generally trying to obstruct his government's process.
Jones said Mr. Temer, who is to remain in office until the 2018 election, himself, along with much of the cabinet, is a target of corruption investigations. Mr. Temer said his priority is to fix the country's economy, attract foreign investment, reduce unemployment, and begin reform of the pension system. Ms. Rousseff called the 61-20 Senate vote Wednesday a parliamentary coup and maintained her innocence. In Gabon, at least two people were killed, several injured, as security forces stormed opposition headquarters after incumbent President Ali Bongo was declared winner Wednesday and delayed official results from Saturday's election. Clashes between opposition supporters and police erupted in the capital, Libreville, after the announcement. Parliament building was set on fire. Opposition presidential candidate Jean Ping, a veteran African diplomat, insists he won the election. Mr. Bongo declared a winner, receiving just about less than 50% of the vote.